Blog Talk Radio.
Here we go. The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hello there, everybody. Glad to have you with us. You know what day this is? Oh, yeah. TGIF. It is Friday. For some of you, actually going to be Saturday in a minute, and maybe longer. Those of you listening on Blog Talk, maybe sooner is what I should say. So welcome to the show. We're happy to have you here with us. We welcome our Blog Talkers, and we welcome our Facebookers who are watching us stream live on the Psychic Love Doctor show page. So if you'd like to get a look-see, come on over and jump right in, and you'll see us in action. Now, I always like to start the show by reminding everyone, especially so newcomers can be aware, I'm using an ordinary deck of playing cards. So the distinction needs to be made that this is not tarot, not oracle cards, not any of the other actual playing card methods that are out there. And I know there are. Some prefer to refer to them as cartomancy. My grandmother never did, and others think of them as fortune-telling cards, and my grandmother never did. So I want you to be aware also that when we take your question, I will be doing a full 24-card layout to actually use during my perception of your question. This will give me a chance also to see, well, I call it the landscape of your life. What's kind of been going on? Are you up? Are you down? Are you sideways? That sort of thing. And others who may be impacting your life. And of course, even if it didn't relate to your question, if I see something that is of extreme significance for you, I will, of course, tell you so that you can, you know, have that awareness as well. And with that, I think I'm going to turn this over to Mr. Jimbo Baggins. Yay!
Welcome, everybody. We want to remind everybody this show is for informational and educational purposes only. We would also remind everybody that if you're a scamming piece of crap, I'm going to go blow you away right out of here right now like I am.
Is
if that's
one?
You. You know who you are.
Is it the guy?
No, it's a different one. You know who you are. If you want to do medium, your own damn wench. Knows who they are, and they are now blocking us forever, and I shall ban them from our stream.
No, that is very bad form, that you have to go and poach other people's interested members. This is like somebody sneaking into an audience of an auditorium, and they're sneaking around going, hey, would you like some mediumship? And you're thinking, you have no class whatsoever.
Apparently, you suck so badly that you can't people to come to you. You have to go out there and try to judge somebody else's room where there actually are humans there. But once they realize you suck nuts, they're going to come to you anyway.
Oh, I learned something today.
So they're putting the crap out of you.
I learned something today that I was watching different, YouTube videos. A lot of them are inspirational. Many of you commented that you like what I post. And you know, I pick things that resonate for me. Then I figure it's going to resonate for others. But I read, actually a show on Dr. Phil. I know we aren't crazy about him. I only like to watch to get a different view than what my cards might have. But he was with some people that are so incredibly addicted to social media that they don't don't even care if they're not speaking to a human being. And how that came about is he had somebody on there that explained a lot of times with these things, like with Jim Fines, they're bots. They're not even real.
No, not both. Because it's quicker for a, they write a program and it instantly picks everybody out that's added and it sends a paragraph in 1 second, which a human can't type that fast. So. All right, let me get back to the show.
Get it on.
We'll want to remind everybody if you're in. If you're an international caller, if you're on Facebook, let us know and we'll give you a live shout out like we are, starting with Laura from London and Jay of Canada.
Hello and glad to have you with us.
That is just the beginning of our international engine, I am sure. 515-602-9676. That is a number to call. When you call in, they will tell you that you can listen to the show. Right, and you can listen while you wait. If you hear nothing, there's a problem. Now,
yeah.
You'll notice tonight that we were just a tiny little bit itchy. I was listening to it for a while.
Okay.
But not bad enough from what I've heard that you can't understand what you're saying. Just a little choppy here. So
I wish we could have captions to our show.
We wouldn't do that. That would be like the people that would be adding this.
That's right. They would.
Yes.
And I don't have an option.
It's not. Facebook's free. So then you could have your computer possibly. If they have an audio, transfer the audio to software out there for that, but that's what it is.
Well, I'm getting these cards all warmed up for a good Saturday night, and you know it. Rebel God.
Because I haven't gotten to that yet.
All right.
But we will get there. Facebook folks, we will turn to you sometimes during the course of the show, but can't say when, can't say how, who, what, where, when, why, but we'll do so, and you can't call early because there's no hold system. We have to hang up on you. And it would be an audio video chat, and it would be to Lee, not to the Psychic Club Doctor. So don't do any of that. And don't do any messenger. Don't type messenger. Don't do that because we won't.
Here, some Canadians who can call in to the show as we have.
Yeah, it depends. You're right. Probably depends if they are, what plan they have, and, you know.
And Jeanette, I believe, just called in.
Yeah, it all depends probably.
Yeah.
Look, everybody's on the cell phone, so it all depends on what their cell phone plan is. You know, that's what it is.
True.
It is what it is.
Yeah, don't take a chance. One time.
What's got to know?
One time I called to buy 2 minutes, and the bill was $238. Mm-hmm. No, and if you have to hold for a little time, you're going to be moneyless.
All right, that sound you heard. That is a rebel yell. I mean, because tonight is the only night that we do the rebel cards. So when you hear the rebel yell, you're reading Deborah's done. It's over. We have to move on. That's the science. She's done. And I'm going to give you a single card reading. We'll move on to the next, folks. It's a free show. Like, get folks in. When you first go live with us, get a question or two out. But don't near the end, don't all of a sudden say, oh, based on that, now I have other questions. Can't do that. Nope. If you would like that kind of reading, okay, the psychiclovedoctor.com webpage and arrange for a private reading, then you can do that in that entire time while it's just you and her. Or B, write down those questions for the next show we do, But we just, we have to, that when you hear that,
yeah!
That means that, that point where we have to move on. It's just... We got to pick time. We got to pick a point. It is what it is, right? Right. You bloody well, right. Let's take that first caller. We're going to go to area code 60. That area code is in Illinois. But? It's probably Lily, is it not?
Lily.
I'm never going back to Illinois, but... I mean, you can take the girl out of Chicago. You can't take Chicago out of the girl.
There you go.
I always liked visiting Chicago, but I guess when you live there, it's going to be a whole different ball game.
Hey, it was great up until about 3 years ago. Now it's just a bunch of shooting. It's Chirac now. You can't go there anymore. I mean, so, you know what? The mayor got voted out. So yeah, you probably can go back when she's out because it's just a free for all. You couldn't even go to the gas station. at 12 o'clock in the afternoon. They were robbing them with a gunpoint. And, I mean, I lived in a good area. It had nothing to
Isn't
do with
that really, really drug-related stuff?
Yeah.
They just don't want to. Okay, so what it is they don't want to spend the time or resources to arrest anybody, to put them in jail, to deal with the bail, to deal with the courts, to deal, like, they don't want to do any of that. So they just gave everybody the right to carry concealed, and they don't collect bonds anymore. Everybody just signs, and it's just they just report it and let them go. They don't lock anybody up anymore.
Well, that's got you fired up for the show tonight.
Real quick, national shout out, Anne from Scotland.
Anne from Scotland.
Welcome.
Okay, so here's what's going on. Okay, so I hired a lawyer last night to handle all of my social media stuff. They were threatening that they were going to have some lawyers send papers to me to, like, do a cease and desist or whatever. That's not even a concern. I hired a lawyer last night, but they were like, what is that, like snooping, or they had somebody reporting back information. They know I hired a lawyer, and they started removing content off of social media. They already started removing stuff off of there. So then,
like,
I have a lawyer.
Are you referring to that?
No. The people that were like, you know, like the trolls, the bullies that were putting my phone number and address and everything out.
Oh my God. What did your lawyer say?
Not much really. I mean, I just signed the papers last night, and I'm sure like the.
Yeah, he probably hasn't had a chance to really get into it yet.
Right. We're just getting to the, but they know about it. And so they already started deleting content, and then they tried to harass me, saying that they were going to sue me or have their lawyer send papers. But they knew that they were in the wrong because they already started deleting content off of their own pages. So I got I'm getting you caught up to speed. So I hired the lawyer. I started putting my story out on Amazon Kindle Vella. The first episode is up, so I switched platforms. I got off of Twitter and social media, like the junk sites. I upped my game. I'm on Amazon now. And then what else happened? I just had to, like, cut out a lot of people I was talking to because I felt like they were just, like, baiting me for information, which they were, but I just gave them information to the guy at the FBI. I'm like, here, you can call him. But he never called me back, by the way. And then the last thing is, you said the other day that there was like four guys that were going to approach me. Ever since you said that, it's like even the FedEx guy was talking to me today. It's like every time I turn around, it's another guy who seems like they're interested. I don't know. So how does my weekend look? I've got a lot done.
Is my new
platform going to be successful? Like, okay. You know what I'm saying? Did I nail that? Should I keep going with that?
I get what's called weather-induced migraines. It's when weather fluctuates to a great degree. And they don't have much medicine out. You've got to really kind of deal with it. Anyway, I thought of you, and I was going to get in touch with you. There is a man, who is running a podcast called Up and Vanished. You may want to look this up. He was on a talk show over like a Polycom. It was like a video of him talking live. And he was saying, he's basically doing what you do. And he's had a lot of trouble too. So it might be good for you to look into that. And I meant to mention it to you. Up and Vanished.
Okay.
And he's not, I don't believe he's working in conjunction with anybody. And Deb, I read my name.
Right. that a little bit while you're talking.
And anyway, I think you should check them out because I feel like if you put yourself more out in the open that way, you have more protection.
Okay.
Oh, boy, you're...
Well, that's
you,
what, I mean, I started with Amazon. I'm sorry.
Yep. Go ahead.
No, it's all you.
I started on Amazon to get more protection.
Absolutely. It's like when you are dealing, let's say, with an abusive partner. The more you expose this stuff, the less power that partner has. Because everybody will know
okay.
you did it. He did it. All right. So you won't. What kind of weekend are you hoping for?
Well, just a productive one.
You want to be working, or are you going out to play, or what's your plan?
I don't. There's nothing to do up here. All I do is work.
Yeah. Well, maybe you've intuitively put yourself in a place where there's not much to do, so that you can focus on it. You know. So I'm gonna look and see what's up for your weekend. And you said the UPS guy's talking to you?
The FedEx guy.
We'll get him mixed up.
Yeah.
They were different colors. Brown, poopy brown. FedEx guy.
It's like legally blonde. Legally blonde. I got to do the bend and snap.
Oh, that was so cute. Do you do that? When they
I can.
Something?
Everybody's going to die here.
You know what the bend and snap is.
I don't even need to know to know.
That gives you a good shot of the ass.
Could be the butt, could be the boobs.
And or the boobs and both even.
Sometimes you can't get real well. One's going to be better than the other. Unless you spin around or something like a stripper. You could put a pole out there on your front, just dance on a pole.
I have a stripper pole. It used to be in my living room.
There you go. You can put it on the front porch, and then like when you see the FedEx guy coming, you can start freaking doing a routine.
Did you perform for like your friends and stuff? Did you, or was it strictly exercise?
I used to be in a burlesque troupe. I was a pole dancer, and I used to have it in my living room, and my friends would come over, and me and my sister used to take classes and stuff. I was really good at it.
Wow. You have a very colorful path.
Good for keeping you limber.
That's right. Here's what have I got here for you. This looks good. This I do not believe is the legal contract, but you have another with your lawyer, another contract coming that I've told you about. Really going to open things up for
a professional.
Yes. And I see you when I watch this guy who didn't actually come to the studio, but he was appearing over that, you know, like Polycom thing. I could see you doing that because he was working with, what do you want to, not like conspiracy theories, but he was working to blow the cover of some kind of murder mystery. I think it was about a woman who's been missing. So it might be something for you to check into. But I think as time goes on, you're going to get picked up for something. So, and maybe this would be a good weekend for you to, well, have put together your podcast, what you're going to do. Yes?
Wait, say that again?
Or you... I think you should do a podcast and put all this out there, put up a legal disclaimer that while the evidence is all that has been collected thus far, the rest is your opinion or your, what'd you call it, just is based on.
Yeah. I got that. I got the disclosure. I looked it up. I got it. I got that locked in. I know what you're saying. I just was wondering if it was going to be like, just continue to go with the path that I'm on, like with the posting on Amazon, because they have to pay for that. I have to get some kind of a paycheck coming in if I'm going to be moving. because I feel like I'm stuck where I'm at, and I don't want to feel stuck anywhere.
Partner with you to actually manufacture your book and put a cover on it and market it, and they're going to share in profits with you. But you're in a tough business for drawing a big paycheck, you know, because it's considered unethical for most talk shows and things to pay people. They'll pay your expenses to appear, but, you know, to pay you is like they're buying stories, you know. So, yeah. But never know what could break for you.
One never knows.
I have to be able to make a living doing this. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't mean that the money's going to come from an interview. I'm not like, oh, I need $10,000 to do an interview, but like I do have to make a living doing this. I'm very good at it, and if not, then another career will come in that I'm also very good at that will be lucrative. But the reality is I'm at a point now where I have to do something so I can move on. You know what I mean? This just came very easy for me.
Now, you might be able to, how did you say you set this up? You put a chapter up, did you say? And that was it?
Yeah, I just started my first episode today just to kind of test the waters, to see if they were going to attack me. And that's why I'm like, well, I'll do another one tomorrow. You get what I'm saying? Like, I got to lure them in a little bit, but I was waiting to see how much they were going to try to attack me over what I did put up.
Now, you be able to find a celebrity website that would pay you these installments. You know, this could be good marketing for them. I'm trying to think of ones that aren't just the mainstream, but others that might, I don't know.
Rolling Stone.
You could try. Wasn't he a singer?
Rolling Stone magazine.
Yeah.
That has nothing to do with the Rolling Stones.
Not that Rolling. No,
she's
no,
talking
no.
about the Rolling Stone, like the magazine.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about.
There's nothing
about.
To do with Mick Jagger and the singer.
I'm asking about the boy that this.
Oh, that guy, he was in some band stuff, right?
Wasn't he a rapper or?
Rapper, yeah.
Was he?
I thought she said it was hip hop, right?
Not sure, really.
No, it was pop.
It was pop. Okay.
Pop music.
All right. Pop,
so you might want to do some looking around. And you got nothing to lose and everything to gain by submitting, you know, a small amount of your work to
There's
them.
There's got other music type websites out there, too, like that kind of stuff.
Well, I would say there are.
I mean, Rolling Stones pop in mind because they've been around forever.
I've never really ventured into that
and
genre.
And everything, you know, before we used to see the newsstands all the time, but everything's on the internet. So there's probably tons of different genres. Websites for different genres and stuff.
You want to go to something where they like this kind of thing.
Yeah, that genre that he was doing. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's somebody that, oh, I know that would interest those people in that genre, right?
All I know is you are moving in the right direction. Mm-hmm. Hopefully you don't go hungry by the time something big happens for you.
It seems like in this kind of, these types of businesses, you don't just snap your fingers and make enough to right off the bat.
No.
People live in cars, like a musical business, the writing business. And
celebrities, I mean, like actors have done it,
They work
too.
12-hour jobs, and then they sacrifice sleep to type stories at them before they get 4 hours of sleep and stuff for a long time.
So
she knows that.
Well, and by the way, before we get your rebel card.
Rebel.
Katie, thank you for that lovely gift you sent me. I really appreciate that. It went right to my heart. Thank you. Thank you.
There will be more of that. Thank you. Thank you. As what I get, I bless in others, you know. I appreciate you and Jimbo.
You are a sweetheart amongst, you know, people. All right, go ahead.
Before we depart, you have a Friday traditional rebel card reading tonight, so it's maybe little sugar drops and what is that? Sugar plums dancing in your dreams? No. Subject of your card is you need some yoga in your life. Ancient shit is cool.
Yes.
I do. I should be doing it right now. That is right on the money, Jim.
Yeah, and it's because, you know, good for the body and good for the brain at the exact same time.
Oh, there you go.
Thank you very much.
I think when they do, they like get into it like.
Yeah, trans. Like,
that's why they do it by themselves. They don't do it with people. They do it by themselves so they can get into their own little world. I don't know. I know Yogi Bear, and I know yoga. I don't know really much about yoga except chicks in yoga pants. Damn, that's a great invention if they're good looking.
All right.
Honesty is the policy. You know, it's great. You know what? Yoga pants wear them out in public.
I know why you like them.
Because it's like just putting spray paint on your bodies.
Yeah.
Right.
And you see everything.
Roger that. Better than the beach.
All right.
Let's talk to Tono, area code, Northern Virginia. Welcome, 703. You're calling number 2. Thank you for holding.
And basically disappear.
Hi, it's Andrea. I'm not sure if it's your phone or my phone. It keeps crackling.
We're a little choppy tonight for whatever reason, so we'd be the chopper.
Oh, okay. Okay, it's not me.
Bear with us a little bit. I listen to a lot. Part you can normally pick up what we have, but every once in a while, it does a quick chop, chop, and just ask us.
No problem.
So what's new?
Yes, Andrea.
So I talked to my younger son, and we had a conversation, and I told him that I was going to come to the wedding anyway. He said, no, you're not coming, because if you do, I'll escort you out the building. I said, whatever. He goes, no, if you come, I'm going to escort you out the building. So I hung up on him. So the next thing you know, he calls back, and he tries to patch in my older son, and we have a conversation. You know, they start yelling to hang up, and then they try it again, and said, so John, then my younger one said, look, Stephen, you need to cut the crap out, you know, move on, whatever it is, just, you know, just deal with it and just move on. You know, this is just ridiculous. So my son and I talked, and he told me his feelings. I told him my feelings and, you know, blah, blah, blah. So we're doing this thing tomorrow, this, like, mock tea party thing. And so my older son called me, like, an hour later, and he said, just wanted to let you know, don't take Dad for a side conversation because he's scared of you. Like, what?
Yeah, right.
He's scared that I may say something or may do something, and he doesn't know what will come out of my mouth or say something, so he's scared of me. I said, well, you know what? There's my karma. It comes back 20 years later, and I got my karma because now you're scared of me, so now you know what it felt like.
Unbelievable.
What are you scared of? Are you a child?
No, kind of sounds like it.
Yeah, you're a child. You're 60 years old. You're a child. You're scared of me. What are you scared of? I'm going to, like, hit you with something?
It's
stupid.
The dynamic evolved in families. And what, you know, like I said, you are not alone. Oh, my gosh. If you only knew the number of people, including myself, child out of family. And the worst part is, don't even tell you why. They just say, you're not welcome here anymore. And it's like, what? You know what? And for you being denied the chance to watch your son get married is a travesty. You know, and for your son holding his ground, what do you say you ever did?
I don't know. He's very angry when we got divorced. It's very clear that he's holding this anger from, you know, almost 20 years ago. So I said, he needs some counseling. He goes, maybe after this wedding, you know, if you want me to go with you? I was like, we'll go together, but you need to get this anger issue out of whatever it is done with, because this is crazy. I've never done anything to you.
Kill your husband while you were married? Did you, you know, loosen the brakes on his car? These would be things I would think, my children wouldn't want to talk to.
International shout out to Suzanne, also from Scotland.
Yay. And everybody, this is a lady who's getting married in mid-April.
And it's International Bagpipe Day. So we got
nice. His son came out of today and not came out. Came out of his game playing den, and he said, "Mom, life is too short for this bullshit." And I said, you're right.
That's what I said. I'm 60 years old. I may have 30 years left at best. Are you gonna what are you going to regret when, you know, I'm 30? So my thing is, I really want to know, she says it wasn't intentional not inviting me to the or not having me help out with her bridal party, her bridal shower, and, you know, I wasn't even invited to go wedding dress shopping with her. I'm sure she took her stepmother with her and said to me, and she said, this wasn't intentional, which I think is BS.
Well, it is. What would you like to look at for you?
So that basically, it's like, was all this stuff done intentionally? Because that's what I need to know. Because, I mean, otherwise, why would I have invited to go wedding dress shopping with you or help you plan your bridal shower? I mean, that's just crazy. It wasn't intentional. My family just wants me to have, you know, the best day ever. Well, so what do you think? I'm going to ruin your day? I mean, I'm not a child.
No. I think you would have the correct decorum to behave yourself at a wedding. What do they think you're going to get up on the tables and strip?
No, they just be
no. She's talking off. About the bridal shower. Like I would, like I couldn't plan it with her because you think I would ruin her day. Like my family just wants me to have a perfect day. Well, it's not going to be perfect. So, you know.
Bitch, that's why.
Okay, we're going to take a look at this and see
what. Dowdle are obviously the controlling bitch.
That's and hello to.
They're not the mic in the.
Hey. Let's get this party started.
British invasion and the Scottish invasion, all sort of invasions. We haven't had any Irish invasion for a long time. The Irish, ooh, when your day is coming, you need to show up.
What's their the St.
Patty's? St. Patty's behind you. All right, let's go back to the reading.
All right. I know I've had many wonderful St. Patrick's Day. I don't remember a lot of them. So I'm only assuming they have off.
Days. Yeah, and well, there's no Irish blood.
I have Irish. You,
oh, really?
Right.
What percentage do you think it is?
Swede, French, and Irish.
Yeah.
And the Western Europe
what
and
percent?
Ukraine. Oh, well. Came from grandma. Let's see.
Exactly. People always make that claim.
I'm going to say mostly it was Swede on the mother's side. And then there's a mixture, a sprinkling. If you will, of Irish and what else did I say?
Yeah.
French.
On March 17th, everybody gets all that. I got that in my blood. Yes, I do. And then you don't shit the other 364 days a year.
No, for sure. All right. Two. Andrea.
Yes.
Ooh, somebody's been running their mouth. I think it's your son. He has gained a great deal of mileage telling stories that are very slanted in terms of being very critical of you.
Well, who is?
Her son.
You think so? I think it's my son or my ex-husband?
No, I believe it's your son.
And who's pushing him to do that, do you think?
You think?
The shrew to be?
The shrew to be.
The fiancé?
It's going to have to fit, honey.
He's married to She-Devil.
You are. You call her that, but she is.
Oh, it's not. She knows it.
She is going to. I want you to know this.
He's washed.
When you use the word when and she gets divorced, you're going to get your son back.
Yes. She said, not
I told
when
you.
And when
that wedding, that marriage is not going to last. It's not.
No, the clock is ticking, very much so.
Yeah.
And you are the, what do they call it? So like the whipping.
This is the She-Devil is pointing you up, and she's gaining control of him by turning him against. She's drawing him in like a.
So you think she's the one that's manipulating him not to like me?
I shouldn't speak for.
I believe she is. Here's how they do it. They say things like, sure, go ahead. Have your mother come to dinner or whatever. I'm not going to be here.
I mean, think about it. If he's saying things that you can't believe and he's never said before, what's the X factor? The soon-to-be road whore. Well, she probably is a road whore, but she's soon to be Miss Road Whore.
Did you ever spank your children when they were young?
Well, of course.
Did you ever?
Not really, no. No, not really, no. Because my kids were straight-A students, never had a problem. I mean, my son was a straight-A student, honor roll. No, I never had an issue with my son at all. Never, none of that ever happened.
Then it's got to be concerning the divorce, you know. And they may have poison thoughts from their father.
Yeah, we don't know.
Of course. I can agree to that. Because my ex-husband would probably poison my kids. But, I mean, so she intentionally not invited me to all these things. And I mean, she doesn't like me? Is that what you're trying to say?
It's ridiculous. I have 1, 2, 3. How many do I have? 3 daughters-in-laws that wouldn't even recognize me on the street because they don't want me around.
Really?
And I don't
wow.
Agree. 1, 2, and 3.
I can say 1 isn't.
The happy
wow.
Place. I'm not
recognize you all right.
Well, not what we'll say recognize, but just say I'm not welcome.
Yeah.
At their home. And then we have another one who is of a Spanish descent. Not welcome to her
That's,
home.
That's she's the one beating influence.
By
well,
right.
For example, my son spent Mother's Day with his stepmother and not with me, and she was, and I said something to Christine, I said, how do you think that makes me feel? She goes, oh, I didn't think you would have a problem with that. I'm like, excuse me?
Well, son, I think you're going to have to find some peace with all of this. You know, I think you've told me you're not interested in finding yourself this guy.
All right, the second.
Not yet, but there's going to be one, and I going on another journey at the voyage that you went on. There's another one coming up. You planned one? You haven't yet, you will.
Escapade?
Another what? You said vacation, you said?
Yeah.
Vacation,
another,
escapade.
It's quite a journey. Very lovely. And there is going to be companionship and love coming into your life. I'm going to tell you, when this happened to me, I was heartbroken for weeks. Never, you know, revealed it on the shows. I'll tell you, they broke my heart. And it gets to a point where you have to just leave it be and hope they come around. You know?
I don't see the wedding. I don't see the marriage lasting. I really don't. I don't know who's more of a control freak or more manipulative. I'm really starting to think she is, because why would I not go wedding dress shopping? Why would her mother not say, hey, by the way, why don't you ask Andrea? Why don't you ask Andrea for this? I mean, her mother. I mean, they're all the three of them. It's like I don't do anything to you,
Andrea. The two mothers of the couple getting the stepmother and her mother. They are likely in league with each other.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, and if, yes. If they keep her up,
yeah.
Then they have control over
that's
the son.
What it
he's
is.
100% under their thumb.
Yeah,
if
well.
You're not, then he's got no connection to anything where he'll be their robot, their bitch.
What I would do, honestly, I would dress to the nines, I would show up with that wedding gift and take a seat in the back. And if your son is up to you and says you've got to leave class.
I'm going to sit here if the cops come. And hopefully this will make anybody memorable, dumbasses.
I'm bringing the wedding present tomorrow. I had their picture of the proposal. I had it done I had it painted in a painting. So I bring it tomorrow, and I got pictures of Stephen, and I mean, you know, old pictures, and you know, all this other stuff. I mean, there's one thing you can't take away from me is I have the memories and everything else and pictures and I have the receipts, because you did not raise him. So you need to step off.
Well, see what tomorrow brings. Just remember, they are very fake. I see it in the heart.
Yeah.
They're going to smile at you, and, you know, there will be social niceties all over. But, yeah.
Yeah, fiancés are sort of. All right, real quickly here, your real card reading. You are the best thing to ever happen to you. Go easy on your ass.
Oh, awesome.
Your own hand. Go easy on yourself. You're the villain here. That's the rebel card, basically. And I don't need to tell you that. You should know that.
Yes, thank you.
We'll be thinking about you on the air tomorrow night.
Yes, that for sure.
Yeah, yep. I'll let you know. I'll let you know Monday or Tuesday, whatever day is. What happens tomorrow?
We will be there
all
Monday.
Right,
the full Monday.
Okay. All right. Take care.
Thank you so much for holding the meeting.
Okay.
Hey, Betty. Hey.
Okay.
She's not going to hang up, so she's on. That's all. I never hang up on folks. It's up to you. Some people continue to listen on their phone. Some go back to the computer and listen to it. And some are on Facebook simultaneously and listen to the show there. I do not happen yet. I put you on mute. You shall decide. You shall decide. Yeah, hey, I think we're at the point now where we need to do message action.
Well, there was somebody up here.
There's a lot of people here. Let's
wait a minute. Let me explain to you, please.
All right. I'm going to sit there and drink. This is the part of the show I don't do anything. Taking control. She's taking control of the lights. Have you ever watched an old show, Outer Limits? There's nothing wrong with your TV. You have control over it. It was like a spoof of its own thing in the same time. It was a black and white thing.
They may not have our show back then.
Because American folks, the American folks up here probably are not our age. Remember, Outer Limits, everything's on that. It was kind of like the show. I kind of liked it. It was different than Twilight Zone.
I was on the beginning with Laura. She has given us 50 stars. And we're still learning about these stars. But I think that's a lovely gesture. And I'll answer her question. She said, Deb, would you be kind enough to share some insight about my small business? And Laura, did you have an accompanying question, or was that your question?
You guys, it had come up before when you did a reading for her. Mm-hmm. I don't remember the specifics on what you said on it, but I remember she discussed it before. This is why, if you guys could really video or audio us on Betty, it wouldn't be this cricket time. We just sit here with crickets. Chirp, 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 chirp.
Oh, there, you know, Laura, your insights are amazing. She had insights about Weedy, and she's got insights now about Andrea. You are one sharp lady, I'll tell you that. Now, let me ask you, to be clear, do you have a business that's in, like, say, a shop or store, or do you work strictly from, say, an office or your home? And I'm watching here for you. Islands rained and we all got wet.
I'm telling you, you folks should on Facebook. Send a friend request out to Deborah Lee, and you can. And if you don't want to do the video, shy because you're typing on me, so I don't want to hear the shy crap. You do an audio; it's going to be one-on-one. You're going to like, wow, this is even better than just this type 30 seconds. Type 30 seconds. That's what I recommend, and it's eating up the show too.
It's fine. I'm looking at
a card, but look at all this cricket. I'm going to get a
cricket. This is how we used to do the show, strictly by them doing it this way. Well, I see very good things for you, Laura. Cards are really quite excellent as far as your work. But be careful in the sense of, should you take on any partners or you allow anyone else to make suggestions, want to innovate your business. I really feel you want to make sure you're doing everything for yourself that feels correct for you. Otherwise, I hope you can hear me, Laura. I see you said you can't post.
It has nothing to do with her hearing you.
No, but there's something strange there that happened to me the other night.
Well, that's Facebook, but I can hear you fine.
So, I do want to know that your business is really going to pay off, I feel, by the months of June, July, and into August. And there's going to be an influx of profit for you. Be careful what you do with it. You know, not everybody has to have a team of advisors, you know, or whatever they call them. you know, a huge marketing team. You can work on things with, kind of with the skeleton crew. So be careful. But I really feel you're quite sharp in what you do. And you are highly intuitive. So insights on your business are go forward, be very discerning about anybody who you allow to, you know, be, say, a creative consultant, or even if they invest. People that invest often will want something in return. Unless these are what we call business angels who are looking for small businesses to invest in, where it won't matter if they lose on their return.
She has a small crystal business. She does everything herself. She is her business.
Okay, well, for some reason, I'm feeling others are going to want to come forward and help you. And I really feel that would be an injustice to you. But the way things are going, I think that crystals are going to become a really booming industry, especially as we're all getting more metaphysical, more into holistic healing. Yeah. Well, there you go. So you likely know more than I do about the future of your business. But it looks very good to me. It really does. And remember, expansion is very good. But 4 out of 5 small businesses fail when they expand too quickly. So make sure you kind of combine.
Yeah.
Laura, you love to be a part of this show. You have a lot of great feedback with callers on what we're talking about, so I love it. Thank you so much.
It's Rebel Card time. Because you got a feeling you just can't shake, and they wanted it just like that. That little voice inside you, listen to that shit.
You know.
In other words, it's basically, it's a big picture, trust your gut. Trust
yes.
It. When that voice says something, don't be scared. Be scared. Scared. I made a new word, scared.
And don't
be scared.
Don't people come along with their illusion of grandeur and say, oh, this is awesome. You allow me to help you do this or that. You know what.
And that little voice says, don't do it.
Yeah.
Trust it. It might say positive and negative things.
Yes, exactly.
The gut. And you said you're precognitive, so you're already there anyway, probably. So. Right?
Yes.
You're bloody well, right? All right, so, thank you so much. We're going to go back to the callers because it's been a bit. Hey, area code 216, which is all the way to go, Ohio. 216, oh. Welcome to the show.
Hello, Ohio. What is your first name?
Hello. My name is Patricia.
Hi, Patricia.
Welcome back.
Yes, how are you?
Yes, I'm a bit tired from the errands, but I'm doing good. How are you all?
Yeah. Well, we're keep out. It's Friday, so we're automatically happy.
Yes. So, what's on your mind this evening?
What happened?
Yeah.
I have found out recently that the apartment building that I've been living in, they're going to sell, but they're I call it being sneaky, and obviously, they haven't told any of the tenants. Now, in my apartment, they haven't been doing repairs, well, goodness, that they, you know, find and check off on and notate for about a couple of years. And with a couple of serious ones, my doorknob to my entryway to my apartment, inside and outside, is loose, and they know that. But they're not going to repair it because they want to get another tenant in here. So they can charge, you know, charge more rent. My question is,
yes,
are they planning to do anything else to violate my housing rights, or, you know, to me? I mean, what they've done already is wrong.
Do you have a lease, or are you month to month?
Well, it's a lease, but it's month to month.
Month to month now.
Oh, so it ran out and now it's month to month?
So it ran its course and now it's shifted over to month to month, apparently. A lot of them do.
Yeah, and I wonder if the newcomers, the new owners, I'm wondering if they want to have everybody move to renovate, or, you know, have you heard anything?
Well, no, because I tend to keep to myself, but I do talk to some of the tenants when I'm outside the bus stop because I don't have anyone come in my home. And, of course, I'm not going to say that this to anybody because, like I said, I protect my peace and my space and just how I've been treated by, you know, the owners and these little live-in employees who are part of the maintenance team and office. Yes, I'm planning to move.
Okay.
But I'm finishing up this dental work, which it looks like it will be finally completed in June. And because I'm scheduled to leave the end of June.
Dental work. I'm like, hey, Deb.
Oh, dental work. I'm in that boat with you, hon.
Deborah's in that same kind of a sinkhole.
Yes. So.
Financial sinkhole, that is.
You know, I have to admit, I really feel bad when I can't give glowing, beautiful advice. But I'm glad you're planning to move because they are going to empty everybody out. And if you want it, I should negotiate with them to be able to stay till June. You know, it wouldn't hurt to talk to them.
Well, if you have.
Or till. Yeah.
If they're honoring the original lease, typically, I don't know, yours is written, it's month to month, but each party can give the other party a notice. Nowadays, it's 60 days at least. It used to be just 30. So they would still have to give her some kind of a notice if they wanted her to move, right? Without seeing her lease. I don't know her lease.
Yeah, I think that would be wise. What? I'm sorry.
Yeah, because. A couple of weeks ago, the office, the receptionist, they slid under my door the recertification papers because this is a partly owned HUD building.
Oh, I don't know anything about HUDs. Privately owned HUD, and, huh?
Yes.
And
yeah, so they have different rules. Yep.
I haven't completed them yet. I was going to do so at the end of the month, maybe going into April.
You know, I know this really hits you at a bad time with everything. I want you to know, though, that it, in retrospect, we can always see it. But when we're in that moment, we can't see that this is all happening for a very good reason. I feel the reason for you, from what I see, as crappy as it's going to be to have to pull up stakes and move, you're going to a place that you're really going to love. And so it's like the universe, your angels are nudging you, saying, come on, let's get busy, let's move. So you're in a tough spot, and you're not the only one. We recently have had calls from people that live in HUD's buildings that none of the work is being done. You know, that they're living in sometimes squalor, you know, black mold and leaking water, and it's so wrong by the HUD agreement.
Yeah,
you
know? Yeah, I've got black mold because I live in a single apartment, a studio, so the little kitchen sink across the room, there's been mold there for practically the 5 years I've lived here.
We have to call a quick timeout real quick.
Because
when you see mold that's black, it doesn't mean it's the black mold. That's actually very rare.
You have to get it tested.
Because typically all of the mold you see in the kitchen area is going to be black in color, and it's not necessarily the black mold that instantly kills. It's better to be safe and get it tested. Don't automatically see it and say, oh, dead man or dead woman.
Because mold basically is black.
It is indeed.
Yeah.
And they should have given that other mold a different name instead of calling it by its color, which all other molds are. You know, it's stupid. But it is what it is. Go ahead.
Yeah, so.
I'm sorry. I have to interrupt you, Patricia. I have a lady in the audience here on Facebook. She's precognitive, I believe she said. And she just made the comment that you have a beautiful place coming to her, to you. And I feel that too. This is all coming at a time when it is time to move on. And as much as we hate doing that, after it's all been said and done, I believe too you're going to be a very happy lady. Very happy.
Yes. Yes. And so now I've been looking up short-term housing, basically trying to find very affordable.
Do you have a love interest, Patricia?
No, I don't.
In your life? You have one that figures every time I read your cards. But you know what? It isn't coming till after you move. So I guess the universe, the higher power is saying, we have to put you where you and your, you know, your partner for the future, and it looks like a good, true soulmate, is there for you. And that's why some things happen the way they do, to put us in proximity with what is, you know, meant for us. So you might be sitting here, you might be saying right now, oh, Lord, no, I don't need a new problem. This one's not a problem. This one is a godsend. And I feel this relationship will last you throughout the years to the rest of your life.
Wow.
And you couldn't ask for a better suit to represent your future partner. Hearts are literally the heart and soul of the deck.
Shocking that a heart would be the heart and soul of the deck.
Well, they are extremely loving people. My late husband was a king of hearts, and he was a wonderful caregiver and understood, you know, it's like he could feel when I was sad or if I, you know, he was very sensitive, let's put it that way, and very compassionate, and they make wonderful cheerleaders. So I think you've got something awesome on the way to you, but we got to get you over that hump for moving.
Okay, so.
All right, go ahead. I know you have a comment. Just let her make a comment. Yes, Patricia?
Okay.
Maybe.
So there's something else they're going to be doing to me until I move and give them a 30-day notice, even though I don't want to, but I'll protecting myself.
Also, you got to think of it this way. This goes to everybody. You want to move with empowerment going forward. You don't either you take charge or you sit there and put yourself at the mercy of somebody else's choices.
Yeah, you don't
decisions.
Want them to put you on the 30-day clock.
No, because
then you're gonna feel that tightening of the noose and the stress and the anxiety. If you line it up and you say, "All right, I got this shit lined. Here's your 30-day notice, biatches."
The better for you to take command of your life, know this is coming, and move on smartly.
Word up on that, dog. Can I give my rainbow card?
Go ahead, hon. Give her your card.
Ready to expire. All right. This is probably going to the whole interaction with these landlord folks. You think someone is lying? They are. So they're up to no good. But, you know, she expects that. New owners, HUD.
I have a
new owners and HUD corruption.
That if HUD was aware, they would lose their licensure for that, for whatever it's called.
The problem is HUD is so understaffed. It's a program that was meant to help people, and they have so many places out there, and there's so few of them to deal with the complaints.
Sure. So they may be falsifying
they could be doing all
bills
sorts of
they're
wrong.
Putting in. So best you
most
get,
likely.
Get the hell out of there, Patricia.
Move
on. Yeah.
I hate to say it, and the ones that are good out there, sucks to be you, but there's a lot of bad apples that ruin the bunch. Landlords are pieces of poop.
The woman who is speaking to you
that are especially the HUD ones.
From Facebook here, she, I believe, is in London, and she says that you will be fully supported and there is spiritual protection around you. I don't think it gets any better than that.
True that, dog. All right. Good luck to you.
So you take care, Patricia. You watch these. It's all going to work out.
Thank you very much. Have a good day.
Yeah, we'll be here tomorrow and Monday for sure.
Yep.
All right. Thank you. We're going to move on to.
Yes.
Keep on. We're going to immediately to, I think I know who this is. We're going to 856. Is this Rosemary on 856?
Yes.
Hello.
Oh, wait,
Sydney on hold. Rosemary. Hey.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. Maybe it's not.
Hey, how are you?
It is. Okay. Thank you so much. Didn't want to have to skip you.
How are you guys?
Hello, darling. I know you sent me a very long message today, and I'm sorry. I simply could not sit down to write you a nice answer. But I'm glad you were able to put it all out. You know, I wanted to ask you. I know we've talked before. How old are you? I'm
48.
Okay. And you're living in an impossible situation. And I feel that you had your spirit has just been, you know, like annihilated by a brother and a father. And now your mother has, you know, she has passed away. And I just want to ask you, is there any reason you feel that you can't get your life away from those people? Besides, don't bring up taking care of your father, because it seems like he abuses you too. Okay.
Yeah, I can, but not enough money to move out yet, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
It makes a lot of sense. That is 100%.
Is that your goal? Is that what you're planning?
That's what I'm planning, and decide not to go back to Europe. Probably not this year. So it's like a give and take situation.
Well, you know what I got to tell you? I had a wonderful private session today with a woman who's in a really tight situation herself, would love to move away to get her life restarted. And she said, if the money shows, if it's the money somehow ends up in my account, then I know it's time to go, it's time to make the move. And for you, if you set that goal for yourself, that your plan, your strategy is all about getting out of that. I mean, it's a horribly abusive situation that you're being terribly taken for granted. They're using you, demoralizing you, and this is coming from a father and a brother.
Right.
And they've made her like the one that has to give, I don't know how to put it, but Mary put it beautifully in your letter, that they take her money, they make her.
You get off so many details that we don't.
Yeah.
So you're kind of like throwing things out there, and we're all kind of scratching our head. Okay, I think I know what you mean, but you both are on the same page together in the reading. Rosemary and you are.
I want you to know that if you set a course for yourself and you say, I am getting out of here as quickly as I possibly can, you watch how that reality of that forms right in front of you. It shows up.
You have to have something in the works, though.
Sure you do.
You can't just say, all right, I'm going to sit here, and as soon as I look at my bank account and there's some money there, I'm gone. Well, you better have something out there in the works.
Yeah.
And then I'll be just playing lottery tickets. So go ahead.
And I think you said you're in Brooklyn. And I would think, didn't you? You're in Brooklyn?
In her area code's Jersey.
Oh, Jersey.
I'm Jersey.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
don't start a freaking war when we did that thing with the oh my God.
Some girl from what was it?
Oh Lord Jesus,
What did you say? You said,
I was talking about Ireland being in the UK, and I was fortunately it wasn't.
And that girl.
It was another Ireland, and it was not. And,
said, we are not in the UK. And Jim was like, okay, I'm going to say this.
I was
this
just
stuff.
Like, you know, whatever. We're all from freaking Earth. You guys want to get pissed about where? I don't care. Go ahead. Anyway, back to you.
All right. It is in your cards. But you know what you're going to have to do, hon? Work on your own strength and sense of empowerment. All good things are out there waiting for you. But it's important for you to, even if they're little tiny baby steps,
yep.
You've got to learn to put one foot in front of the other.
Nothing will happen if you stand still.
And the way you told me that you've been kicked out, had the police called on
right.
you.
This is all stuff that we know nothing about. So.
I believe you said it was your father who called the police on you. This is not a place for you to be.
Yeah, this
and it's not like, well, it's not like you are 18 years old. You know what you want, and all you have to do is ask for it, manifest it, and be on the lookout for jobs. Maybe you need a job where it's a live-in situation.
There's
you
a
know,
lot of good ones.
Yeah, where you... would you be a companion to an older lady who needs somebody to be there for room
and board? There's some weird stuff there. You could work at a freaking local restaurant bar place saying, we got a room upstairs. You can have that plus still get $100 a month and you have a place to live right upstairs of here. We've seen places like
oh,
that.
Oh, yeah.
I've seen a lot of places like that. You know, I mean, it sounds sick, but you know what? I would take it.
But the minute you start to do for Rosemary, the universe is going to do for you too. Okay? And
you got to do the voodoo that you do.
And when you get those dark thoughts, you got to work against them. Because your life is precious. My gosh, you're not even at the halfway stage of life. You've got another whole half. And boy, are you going to do stuff.
That's right.
That.
It's only part one.
Yeah.
There's also part two that has yet to begin.
So, yes, it's likely you won't get to Italy this year.
This year. Doesn't mean forever. It just means this year.
But
right?
Good things are coming.
It was not meant to be.
There's ladies here. That same lady in London. Remember, she's precognitive. Reminds me of the precogs on...
I never really liked that word.
Precog?
Nope.
Oh.
But anyway, go ahead.
But he doesn't like serendipity either. So
there's some words
do?
I don't like and there's some words that I love.
She is
right?
saying,
I like Mary.
She is saying to you that there is a lady in spirit trying desperately to connect with you, Rosemary. And she wants me, what is it? That she is trying to lift up your spirit. And she feels like it's grandma energy. And she's asking you to keep the faith because that energy, that grandma energy is there. You think that might be your grandma or she's a lady of faith.
Well, a lot of our grandmas.
No,
back
my
in
grandma.
The day, you know.
Or,
you say,
probably my grandma or her sister because she's always in the church. She used to work in the church.
They lived in their church. They go there almost every day of the week.
I got to tell you, you
God bless them.
Are one of the few people I give readings to that are going to step out of darkness into light and are going to look back, I think, within a year. And you're going to look back and realize how far you have come. It's going to amaze you. He's thinking that your grandma was Catholic or Christian.
Well, I mean, she's talking about
Catholic.
Italy, so
yeah.
I would
yeah.
say Catholic probably.
Yeah. All right, give her your card.
I shall do so.
All right.
The Rebel card reading is subject, you do you. Mm-hmm. Stop trying to change people. That shit never works. The people around you, they got their problems, and they're going to have their problems. You got to work on yourself. And get away from those aspects is the big picture, right? And that's the whole moral, and that's what he's trying to do. One step at a time.
Exactly.
You can't just snap your fingers and get away. It'd be great, but it's not TV. So just one step. Baby step, right?
Yes, I agree. Rosemary, things are going to look up for you.
Yeah.
They have to start with you, though.
Yeah, that's what this says. You do you. This card says, you do you. Focus on yourself. Time to stop worrying about bad people, good people, things you want. Work on yourself. And then take a little small. I always say, don't set goals you can't achieve.
Right.
Set small goals. Then you can make them bigger as you go. Kind of sounds like we're talking some kind of big philosophy. But you know what? All that shit is actually true.
These
talk about.
Have taught me just about everything I know.
Real dog.
And to people like Rosemary, I'd say, I wish you could have seen me there, you know, 40 years ago. You'd wonder how the hell I'm still sitting here. But I am. And let me tell you, if I can have my dream, you can have yours. What? What?
Let's say 40 years ago.
Yeah, it was in my 20s.
Okay.
Yeah. And living a life of pure crap.
Was it pure crap or just...
Gee, I don't know. You put Roger in your life and let's see how you...
Okay, that was that one... Then what happened back to that block ended in a pretty good time.
Well, cool. Jim, why are you raising this?
I'm just saying that... Yeah. You hit a block and you hit a good one. She's hit a bad block and she's going to hit a good one like you did, right?
And she will.
Right.
I believe, you know what, that's the thing. Rosemary, I have nothing but faith in you. Now it's up to you to have faith in yourself.
You had that little thing going with him that you thought that was, you know, your life was done. Look what happened.
It's amazing he didn't kill me.
And it didn't, and it's now in the past and you blossomed, right?
I think so.
But you didn't at the time. You didn't think so at the time, did you?
Then there was another guy came along and screwed up my life.
Sure, but not as bad as that. Holy crap.
No, not as bad as that.
Right. Well, same with her. I mean, she can't foresee it. Like, you couldn't foresee things getting better, right?
No, I wished and hoped and prayed that things were going to get better.
Mm-hmm.
Looking back now, I think, what was I thinking?
Hindsight's great, isn't it? People with hindsight could tell everybody, well, when you're caught in the moment, you can't think literally, you know?
Yes.
You can't, and everybody knows that. That's been there.
Leah says she's never met a Roger that had to shit together.
I have met a few, but, you know, only because in the Navy you meet 1,000 of everybody's names. But, yeah. But you're female, so I got with the road she's going with that. Oh, for me.
Yes.
Do not despair. Keep your chin up. And we will be here tomorrow for sure.
Yeah, I want you to call us again, please. And you know what? If you need to shed tears, tears are cleansing. They help you to release. So don't you dare be, you know, feel bad if you cry.
Whatever
yeah.
venting you have to do as a person, human, it could be crying, it could be going out to your garage and throwing things.
Yeah.
That's fine. Do what you got to do. If you keep it pent up, you're going to pop. And sometimes people pop in a really bad way. They explode.
But leave the tire iron there. You don't want to pick that up and go hunting anybody.
Oh, no, we're not talking interacting with other humans when you fast. Oh, just do what you got to do by yourself. Yep.
Yes, in prison you get 3 squares and best
no,
to sleep in,
yeah.
But that ain't worth it. No.
No, don't commit murder. It's nice that you have to worry about taxes while you're in prison. All sorts of different other things.
Yeah, you got to worry about that wench that sleeps in the bed next to you.
That's right, that carpet muncher. All right, let's go ahead. Let's move on.
God bless you, Rosemary.
Oh, she's listening. I just heard on mute. She's also watching here too. All right, we're going to down south to Florida, 954. Florida, probably going to touch to the end, possibly.
Yes, hello, Florida.
Should be our last blog talk. Florida,
and we are speaking to...
Whom are you?
Hello, Florida.
Hello. 954, you must speak.
Come in.
To have a reading. This is why I yell sometimes around speakerphone. I can hear one in your pocket. Cover your ears. Hey, 954, wake up. That's why I yell. Sometimes people hear that when it's in their pocket. Hello?
Hello?
954, are you here? Hello? Hey, Lucy. Guess what? I feel bad. I don't know who this is. I've seen the area code.
Let them try tomorrow.
It's around Lauderdale, which is a... I won't decide it for all the fun I've had in Lauderdale. Okay, let's let that go.
All right, try us again.
We gotta go. I think should we try another blog talker?
Yes. Well, Suzanne's been jumping up and down.
Yes, and I have a question. I want to know, Suzanne, did you tonight? And if you didn't, you can do it tonight. Did you send her friend request like I instructed? Again, whatever. That's cool, but you can do it after the show's over, anytime you want. If you didn't, you didn't.
You know, I send her one even.
Actually, You're a genius.
Yeah.
You could do it even right now, but you know what? She's here. Is it really now the time?
Well, there are
Let's take her question.
I haven't looked.
See if you can find her. Hey, search for.
I think I have to leave here.
Maybe. That's all right. I'm here. You can leave there.
Didn't come here in the right way either.
All right. It's Suzanne, 1S, 2Ns, Gay. And let's see if she's, there's a lot of people here.
It's wrong.
And I'm going to, she might not have her volume out, so I'll type it. It's also a factor. Some people are on their phones. They don't have the volume on.
I have a lot of trouble getting out of here, so I'll tell you.
Actually, go to your main homepage and just.
I'm there.
Yep, there you go.
See, no friend requests.
It doesn't matter. Okay, then go to search, the big search where it's all the way at the top. Yeah, there you go. Suzanne, 1S, 2Ns.
1S?
Yep. 1S, 2Ns.
Well, Suzanne.
1S. Well, okay, I'm sorry. After the big S. Jesus balls. After the obvious first S.
All right.
She's
already
gay.
A friend.
Oh, okay.
She's already a friend.
All right, well, then just let it go. All right. I don't think she's here right now anyway.
All right, well, we'll.
But let me scroll up because we've done this before. I may have a question. Remember how excited she got before when we did it? It's late there. She might have went midnight and left her computer on. I bet I have her question. Scrolling. You go back into the room so you can see if she does pop up while I'm scrolling.
Try.
It only scrolls back so far, so she probably put it in earlier, and I do not see it. It is what it is. We got a lot of folks watching still. Nobody's very chatty. Lily, except Lily's here. She's active as shit.
Yeah, Lily.
She seemed fired up. I guess she has so much stuff going on, it's pretty hard to be relaxed and sleepy. I mean, you got all that stuff going on, what she's doing, lawyers and stuff. It's pretty hard to probably slow adrenaline rush down.
You know, I want to.
She is here.
Oh, there it is.
You're going to have a volume off the mute. I'm there, not, when it comes
to. It is mute.
No, it won't be when you make it big like you want it.
I didn't think I wanted it.
You do want it big. Because you don't, unless you like it, you don't like it down there.
It's right here, but it's not.
I like it to expand once it loads.
No, Facebook is being Facebook.
For you.
Mm-hmm.
I think this could be a sign.
Yes, and I.
Time. Well, let's do the blog talk first. Let's say goodbye to blog talk.
Get ready.
Here we go. It's the reason we're saying
goodbye.
Saturday's all right for a fight.
7 p.m. Eastern and 4 p.m. Pacific.
And whatever you are, wherever other country you're in, you look it up.
Yeah, please join us. Love to hear from you. But Love Talker is out.